The Moon and the Magneto Tale, presented by Science at NASA. April 17, 2008. Behold the full moon. Ancient craters and frozen lava seas lie motionless under an airless sky of profound quiet. It's a slow-motion world where even a human footprint may last millions of years. Nothing ever seems to happen there, right? Wrong. NASA-supported scientists have realized that something does happen every month when the moon gets a lashing from Earth's magnetic tail. Earth's magneto tail extends well beyond the orbit of the moon, and once a month, the moon orbits through it, says Tim Stubbs, a University of Maryland scientist working at the Goddard Space Flight Center. This can have some pretty strange consequences, ranging from lunar dust storms to electrostatic discharges. Yes, Earth does have a magnetic tail. It is an extension of the same familiar magnetic field we experience when using a Boy Scout compass. Our entire planet is enveloped in a bubble of magnetism, which springs from a molten dynamo in Earth's core. Out in space, the solar wind presses against this bubble and stretches it, creating a long magneto tail in the downwind direction. Anyone can tell when the moon is inside the magneto tail. Just look. If the moon is full, it is inside the magneto tail, says Stubbs. The moon enters the magneto tail 3 days before it is full and takes about 6 days to cross and exit on the other side. It is during those 6 days that strange things can happen. During the crossing, the moon comes in contact with a gigantic plasma sheet of hot charged particles trapped in the tail. The lightest and most mobile of these particles, electrons, pepper the moon's surface and give the moon a negative charge. On the moon's day side, this effect is counteracted to a degree by sunlight. UV photons knock electrons back off the surface, keeping the buildup of charge at relatively low levels. But on the night side, in the cold lunar dark, electrons accumulate and voltages can climb to hundreds or thousands of volts. Walking across the dusty, charged-up lunar terrain, astronauts may find themselves crackling with electricity, like a sock pulled out of a hot dryer. Touching another astronaut, a doorknob, a piece of sensitive electronics, any of these simple actions could produce an unwelcome zap. Proper grounding is strongly recommended, advises Stubbs. The ground, meanwhile, may leap into the sky. There is compelling evidence that fine particles of moon dust, when sufficiently charged up, actually float above the lunar surface. This could create a temporary nighttime atmosphere of dust ready to blacken spacesuits, clog machinery, scratch faceplates, and generally make life difficult for astronauts. Stranger still, moon dust might gather itself into a sort of diaphanous wind. Drawn by differences in global charge accumulation, floating dust would naturally fly from the strongly negative night side to the weakly negative day side. This dust storm effect would be strongest at the moon's terminator, the dividing line between night and day. Much of this is pure speculation, Stubbs cautions. No one can say for sure what happens on the moon when the magneto tail hits because no one has been there at the critical time. Apollo astronauts never landed on a full moon, says Stubbs, and they never experienced the magneto tail. The best direct evidence comes from NASA's Lunar Prospector spacecraft, which orbited the moon in 1998 and 99 and monitored many magneto tail crossings. During some crossings, the spacecraft sensed big changes in the lunar nightside voltage, jumping typically from negative 200 to negative 1,000 volts, says Jasper Halakis of the University of California, Berkeley, who has been studying the decade-old data. It is important to note, he says, that the plasma sheet, where all the electrons come from, is a very dynamic structure. The plasma sheet is in a constant state of motion, flapping up and down all the time. So as the moon orbits through the magneto tail, the plasma sheet can sweep across it over and over again. Depending on how dynamic things are, we can encounter the plasma sheet many times during a single pass through the magneto tail, with encounters lasting anywhere from minutes to hours or even days. As a result, you can imagine how dynamic the charging environment on the moon is. The moon can just be sitting there in a quiet region of the magneto tail, and then suddenly all this hot plasma goes sweeping by, causing the nightside potential to spike to a kilovolt. Then, he says, it drops back down again just as quickly. The roller coaster of charge would be at its most dizzying during solar and geomagnetic storms. That is a very dynamic time for the plasma sheet, and we need to study what happens then, he says. What happens then? Next generation astronauts are going to find out. NASA's returning to the moon in the decades ahead and plans to establish an outpost for long-term lunar exploration. It turns out they'll be exploring the magneto tail, too. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.